Good morning, my name is Azal Sah. I'm your host for Family Matters, brought to you by Mentor Part Solution, or MAPS. MAPS provides counseling services to individuals through our Healthy Relations Program, as well as providing transitional housing services through our Phoenix House programs. With us today is Leo. We are continuing our discussion with Leo Moose about his residential school experience. We went through a number of discussions with Leo at our last show, and we ended with when we were talking to Leo about when he went home after his 3 years at the school. So Leo, thank you for being here and sharing your experience. You had mentioned after the 3 years of being at the school, and if you could, our viewers who weren't with us at the last show, the residential school you went to, could you repeat the name of it?
It's Guy Hill Residential School.
And just outside of the park, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What is that building you use for now? Do you know?
Apparently, the building was condemned. There's nothing there anymore. It's just an open space.
Just an open space.
Yeah.
And I forgot to ask you when we were talking about that. How many kids were there when you were there at the time?
Oh, there was... I wouldn't be able to give you a number. There were so many kids.
It would be in the hundreds, though, you think.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned after 3 years, they said that you were allowed to go home.
Yeah.
And you had said that it had to do with the fact that your parents were doing well.
Making a good salary.
Yeah. Good salary. Which I find interesting, because they never gave the reason why they had you go there in the first place. Your parents, you said that you were raised by your grandparents. What role did your parents play when you left the school?
My parents?
Yeah.
Even then they were... All they thought that I'm going to a good school.
Yeah.
I'm getting good treatment. I'll live in a place where I don't have to go very far to go to school. I'll be well fed. I'll be getting clean clothes. I'll be protected.
I think that's the most striking thing for me, at least, as we're having our discussion, is the thinking at that time from the parents in regards to where their kids were going to. So your feelings that most parents felt, and most grandparents felt, that their kids were going to a place where they were going to get a good education. Is that correct?
Yeah. I guess they had to brainwash my parents before they could brainwash me.
How did you feel about that? That you were sent to a place where you saw a lot of bad things happening, and the place you're sent to, your parents or your grandparents felt what was a good place. How did you feel about that? Was there any conflict in your mind about disappointment?
Right away?
Yeah.
I didn't like the idea, no matter how good it sounded. Like, where I was doing good. Mm-hmm. With my grandparents and the school I was going to.
We talk about the intergenerational impact of residential school. How it impacted the relationship that parents had with their children, where even though the children did not go to school, but if the parents did, how it impacted how those parents related to their children. What's your thoughts on that? Do you think there was a real impact on how individuals like yourself or people that you know of that went to residential school and the experiences you had to go through, do you feel that impacted how you related to your children?
The one good thing about me is when I said to myself when I was in there, if I ever get out of here, man, I'm gonna help kids. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I did for my kids and my grandkids to this day was to protect them the best I could, not to show what was inflicted on me.
How do you think your other classmates did, though, the ones that had an impact on their life from their experience?
I've never really questioned my friends about one of them will bring up a small topic when we were in residential school, but we generally don't spend enough time or get together and to talk about things way back then.
Hey.
But there's small things that pop up that we laugh about, remember this and that, you know. Yeah.
Some of the memories?
Mm-hmm. Some good memories.
What's your feelings about, and we're going to be talking about what you feel needs to be done to help survivors of residential school. But I hear at times how some people say, well, you know, it's something that happened a long time ago and it's time to move on. What would you say to individuals like that, that say that?
That's totally not true. Mm-hmm. You don't just forget and move on. It's easy for some people to say that, but put it to work, buddy. Mm-hmm. It's a different story.
And if, speak to me as if you were talking to a person that would think that way. What would you tell them about what's the most difficult thing about trying to move on?
The people that knew this was happening and not saying, and now that everything is coming out in the open, I think they're really thinking hard of a loophole where they can calm people down and say, hey, we'll try and make this better for you, but it doesn't work like that.
No.
No. Give somebody a piece of paper that's written, hey, 50,000 here is for your troubles. No. It doesn't work like that.
You are watching Men Are Parts Solution Show, Family Matters. We're talking to Leo Moose about his experience in residential school. And we're actually now starting to talk about what we feel needs to be done. And Leo, you had talked about the whole idea of payments being made and that is not enough. What do you feel needs to be done to even start the journey of healing for people who are survivors of residential school and their families?
The thing is, it doesn't take one individual to hear from an individual. There's a majority of us out there that need to get together and, you know, speak out.
And how would that help?
How would that help?
Yeah, how do you feel that would help?
Well, that remains to be seen. We have to start somewhere. Like I say, there's a lot of us out there who are to get together and, you know, try and make some kind of approach. Maybe we can get something done.
From what I hear at times, the first step for the healing is to recognize that pain to begin with, to recognize the pain that was caused. Do you feel that our society has recognized the pain that was caused because of residential school, or do we still have a ways to go before we get there?
I think there's a long ways to go yet, buddy. Long ways.
But that you feel would be the first step is for people need to recognize fully.
Exactly. Recognition. Recognizing. You know, this is not a simple problem that you can solve over, like, in one day. It's a long process.
Let's talk about the church for a bit. Now, we know that the government of Canada and their role. What do you want to hear from the church? What do you want to hear from, say, if the Pope was to come and see you? What would you want to hear from him?
That's a good question that I'd have so much to say that I wouldn't be able to get in one sentence.
Would the first step be for him to provide a formal apology, saying that we were wrong and bad things occurred?
For sure, no doubt. That's the first step.
Leo, do you find that there's any conflict with some individuals, the fact that the role that the church played in the pain, but yet the church is supposed to be a place of healing and spiritual support? What's your thoughts on that? Is there an internal conflict for some individuals trying to come to grips with the role that the church played in this?
I don't know how to put it, but the church playing a role in this, words alone can't express what I could say for the church or why.
How has that affected your own spiritual relationship?
It really didn't. I've always kept my spiritual life with me. My grandfather taught me lots. My grandfather was an awesome man. He was my mentor. And he read chrysolabics from his Bible, and I understood him.
How old were you when he passed away?
When my grandpa passed away, I was 20 years old.
Did he ever find out about some of the experiences that you had in the church?
I wouldn't want to tell him.
No, you didn't want to tell him. No.
Well, I guess some people talked about it before, and sure, it got out to some people, but I didn't want to tell them right away.
So going back to the role of the church and the government, and going on to the government of Canada, what else would you like to see from them? Say, aside from a formal apology, aside from some compensation to help with providing resources for people to be able to start to heal, any other thing that you'd like to see from the government?
Yeah, I would like the government to stop governing me. I would like to govern myself.
And can you expand on that a bit?
Self-government.
Self-government?
You know, like, I don't know how many years, like, were looked at, like, sometimes I feel like I'm from the third world country, in my own country.
Mm-hmm. Self-governance has been talked about for such a long time, and so many people have their own interpretations of what that means. What does it mean to you as an Indigenous person?
Well, for one thing, it would make a major changes in a lot of places and a lot of systems for the Indigenous people. It would change, like, child and family services. Even, I think, greatly we could abolish so-called welfare. I never knew welfare when I was growing up. It just kind of made me small as I got older and to understand what welfare was. It was like an insult.
And Leo, I know our time is coming to an end, but I want your reflections on what's occurred over the last month or so with the finding of unmarked graves of children.
That's another part that I'm not saying that it hasn't affected me. Of course it does. That goes on with the ongoing healing that I do for myself.
And in closing, what would you, if you had a chance to speak to other survivors of residential school, what are some of the things that you would advise them to do?
Well, I think we all need to get together as a group, as a whole, survivors. If you have people in numbers, I think that's more boisterous, will be heard. I'm not saying we haven't been heard, but we want to be heard. We don't just want to be swept off like that.
Well, you have been listening to Leo Moose, residential school survivor, on his reflections on his experience at the school, but also his thoughts on what needs to be done going forward. I want to thank Leo for the time he spent with us. Leo, I know it's a very hurtful discussion to have, but as you said over and over again, it's one that needs to happen, because if you keep it buried, it's just going to cause more pain. So as MAPS, what we would encourage people to do, alongside what Leo had mentioned, is if you are experiencing the need to speak about your experience, we encourage you to go out there and speak about it and to find those resources. You can always phone the MAPS office at 778-6040. to help with hearing about what are some of the resources available. But Leo, thanks again for time. You've been watching Family Matters, brought to you by Manor Power Solution. Thank you for your time, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day.